a.m. again. Not tired as I was yesterday. The day before yesterday, I only had 3 hours sleep. I can't tell you what I do, but I'm pretty busy off the radio. And yesterday I ventured into the world of politics. But I knew something. I know more. But I don't know how to express myself when it comes to the things I am given to know that no other person does know. And there's many things I can tell you, but I'm not a political person. And so, in my tiredness, I stumbled and tried to say something in very basic English, about 600 or 700, 800 words, because I don't know how to use the expressions that the clever ones who know how to use, with 50,000 words in their vocabulary, can say things. And you can understand them, and if you don't understand the language, you can guess what the word means. But this is not my forte, that yesterday. But I was telling you something in the best way I could, because I don't know the sounds and the noises and the words. I do know them when I hear them, but since my business is helping you to find who you are and help you overcome all your emotional, psychiatric, and other various problems that come from stress, I'm focused there. I see what's going on. I have intuition. And so you hear my voice much better today because I'm speaking intuitively, where I don't need to talk with words and talking about different countries and their heads of state. And I can't remember them. I don't study them. I don't do any of that. I know what's going on. I can see what's coming. And I express that feverishly when I see it, but not to do an hour's of conversation concerning what's happening to Israel. And I wanted to give you an idea of what we face, people who want to help America and love it. In your own country, there are forces on the left. It's always, I know that Christians aren't always as good as they should be, but they are Christians, and this is a Christian country. So screw anybody else that says otherwise, and especially that scumbag over the up there in your, yes, up there in your, who doesn't follow the Constitution. You get the drift, I hope. So that swine. And now I'm back right into where I don't want to go. But he actually pulled off that, giving all that money, $150 billion. I don't know how much. It's just terrible. But that marginalized, it made him legal. And I said, there's no words to describe it, but that was a wicked, wicked, wicked pass to demolish, to prepare the demolishing of Israel. She doesn't know what to do. But she'll figure a way, don't worry. And she'll come out on top, don't worry. But they've done a very bad move. And I explained that yesterday, and I'm not going to go into today. And I just want you to wake up. And I want the left to wake up. I want the right to wake up, because Christianity is so beautiful, except verses and chapters is not. And I can understand why you may not want to run away from Christianity, because it's so pure and so beautiful, except the people who often represent it are not so beautiful and pure, just verses and chapters. Like a person on the stage. All the world's a stage, and men and women merely actors in it. And so that is true with Christianity. I want to bring Christianity to what it's supposed to be. Intuitiveness. The ability to know without knowing why you know, but knowing it's true. in its spontaneous intellect. Spontaneous intellect, something that comes out from which you have never learned. I'm just finishing off the thesis. I know nothing. I have not read a book on physics. I have not read a book on psychiatry. Whatever I read, it was over my head, and I just didn't want to learn it verse and chapter either way. So now, let me talk to you about your problems. 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
For my bad performance, if that's what you'd like to call it. But I only had 20 hours. I had 20 hours work and 4 hours sleep, and maybe less than that. But at the same time, I was discovering things about politics. I don't know how to speak politics. You have to be aware and have all the knowledge and the special language that abides there. But I saw something. I got information from you don't have to know where, what is really happening to Israel and how they're being betrayed, how you're being betrayed. And I won't go into that right now, but Obama betrayed this country and Israel by giving all that money. And then he's going to go and sort of go to, you know, one of his churches, if you know what I mean, mosques, and he'll just pay homage to Obama, but you know who. See, I keep forgetting. There's something about continuity in my work, in helping you, that does not happen when I try to speak politics. But I had to say it yesterday, and I was very tired. But tired or not, I had to come on and say it, see. And I got a good night's sleep last night. So I want to give you the phone number. I'm warning you, your president is a very dangerous enemy to this country. And it's disturbing to me for you not to rise up and say, you know, there is a way. You can oust him, and let me just say, the Senate, if you can get the Senate 65 votes, you should get your senator in the Senate. You should get your senator left or right. If you love your country, Mr. Lefty, you don't want to see what's about to happen. You don't want to, because it will engulf everybody. I suggest, don't you see, this country is a nation, and you're being betrayed as a nation. Oh, here it comes now, see. You're becoming betrayed by your own president. Don't you see it? And Israel, too. So Israel has nothing. It's lost its way, because it stands alone, basically, because Obama made Iran kosher. In other words, untouchable. So if Israel strikes, knowing that it's going to come, and it should strike, it's any tiny little country. But now it's lost the opportunity because now it seems like a civilized country. They're not. It's just a cover. It marginalizes Israel and not able to do anything because if it wants to attack Iran, it cannot, even if it knows it's going to produce a bomb and just about to bomb it, because if it catches it in time and succeeds in doing Iran in, it's going to look like it declares war on America. America and all, many of their allies are now supporting that because it's an accepted civilized nation now. It isn't. It's all part of marginalizing Israel so it can't defend itself. You have no idea what's happening to you. And it doesn't come in the news. The real news you could have got from our network that, well, was literally destroyed by not paying people, it's a long story. I don't want to bother with you right now. I'm not going to go in there. I did it yesterday when I was tired. But I'm not tired. I have got the words in the basic English, because basic English is very easy to talk about metaphysics. The metaphysics of Jesus. The metaphysics of Moses. The magic there. See, there is magic. There's magic in purity. And so I want to discuss with you what your problem really is. I want to share with you how you are losing your country and how you can restore yourself so you can be an American again. There are lots of Americans, but not enough. There are people who would like to be Americans because they see what's coming, but they are somehow frightened into not doing anything. It's like, good men doing nothing. Evil survives, but not just because it's evil, but good men do nothing. The evil is easy conquerable. But each one of us must conquer the evil in himself by standing up to what is evil without getting upset with evil, so evil gets inside you. You need to get inside evil. You need to, but you don't have to do the same thing. You don't have to be angry and hostile and cruel, which is the way evil works, to frighten you into submission, to intimidate you into submission. That's how they work. And they do it in very subtle ways. And there's a whole list, laundry list of that, if you want to talk about it. But I will begin here, just in a simple way. I will pretend that it's 1966. I've been 6 years writing materials. So I want to share with you one of the pamphlets that's available at the network. You go to a network and go to War of the Worlds. There's another War of the Worlds, which is 70 pages. And this one is 15 pages. But I want to let you know, that when I was just a young man with young kids, and that is 1966, this article. This is part one. This is part two. There's another part one. I think this is more interesting, this part is, because it seems I've covered part one in many of my discussions and with you. But I want to start with part two. There is part one, so you have about 30 pages altogether if you want to go to my website, fhu.com. So I'm not going to read it per se. I am going to read it with comment. So it becomes conversational and not just read. But I have to add something of life to it because it's just words on a page. And I'm not a word on the page person. So I may stumble over my own words because it's not coming from me now, even though I know it, what I'm saying. So I can't resist the temptation to forget the paragraph and perhaps yap, 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 yap all the way to the end without seeing anything else. Anything can happen. But let me just say this. If you have a problem, please note this number to call me. This program is a talk show program, and if you will bring yourself to your microphone, your telephone, and call 800-866-8883, we start at 6 p.m. West Coast time, and you can call me to 2 hours, and we finish at 8, even though the program goes on till 9 p.m. West Coast time, weekdays. All right. The War of the Worlds, the Conflict of the Sons of Light and the Sons of Darkness, Part 2. The War of the Worlds. Does the principality of evil really exist as a power or influence, as a system, a principle, or an embodying force which struggles for the souls of men? How many of us are scientific in our viewpoint on life? We say to ourselves, oh, there's no such thing as spirits and demons and the like. Oh, yeah? Try to cure it. What you think is psychological problems or something wrong with your head. But permit me to show you that there is, intellectually, I think, I have already presented a good argument for the existence of such a power by describing the techniques which are utilized by everyone in his service, meaning God. See, it's simple. If you can admit that you have been tempted to make a mistake and do something stupid, then you must also see that the power that we know as temptation contains a kind of influence. Also a knowledge of your weakness. That's how it gets in. It is to those weakness that this power calls. 800-866-8883. Please give me a call if you want to stop me and just discuss with me. To admit that you erred is to admit that you've been tempted or deceived, and if you make an excuse, it's doubly so. So, to admit you have been conquered this way or penetrated this way is to admit that there is a force or intelligence that knows the weakness that exists within you and knows how to subjugate them to itself. We do not recognize or see the power which is moving in us until we are shifted from the protection of what is true within ourselves. In other words, you give up your... You fall away from what you know is right in your heart. You lose your intuition, and you can't see as clearly. You can only see with your eyes, but not with your intuition, which is like a second kind of eye. We then are fallen in the kingdom of a strange power. We do not admit to allegiance to this force because it's too horrible to see. Yes, it is too horrible to see. Let me reiterate it, because it's not you that does the wrong. It's whatever, whoever intimidated you got inside you. But whoever intimidated you had it inside them to do to you what was done to them. That is a system that will bring your country down. Doing unto others what was done unto you, you cannot see yourself do it. You cannot see yourself doing it, and if you do see yourself doing it, you cannot do anything about it. You can't stop it. Is that correct? And when you can't stop it, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you try hard to fix it. But you don't see what you're fighting with. You're fighting with an image. You're fighting with a spoken word into your head, a program. And you can't change your program. You don't have the power to do, because it's a spiritual thing. The animal fights. The animal fights. It fights and runs. See, and therefore, it's okay. It doesn't have any other choice. When you get upset, well, you're not a human anymore. You're subject to two forces, good and evil. And when you respond to evil, you serve it. You serve its master. You become the slave of sin. Basically, that's the word. Temptation or a hypnotic state. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, now, so number one is that your mental condition, with all the thoughts and angers and frustrations and fantasies and endless loops of thought and anger and hatred and the need for love of the world, which compounds all the wrongs you've done. And in trying to doing unto others what was done unto you to relieve your anxiety, ends up hurting your children and losing your family. You cannot help but expressing what is put into you. If it builds up, you become sick with many different diseases. And everything is dependent upon, in our human life, in the very short life we have, which is the beginning of everlasting life. This life here is very short. And it's a very tiny piece of what a continuum of that is forever. See, and this is a test to who you belong. And the evil will become a manifest among you and other people. And that will bring you to the point of having to find something in you to overcome what's overcoming you. And it knows how to overcome you by frightening you into submission. And of all the frightening things is Nazis and now ISIS. There is no way back. We had to kill them all. Right, and this last world war was 800 million people. And if Churchill was here, if Churchill was given a chance to speak, there would be no war. It was the unnecessary war. And you got unnecessary war coming because that fricking... You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to you to appeal to... I'm just slipping a little bit into politics. You need to talk to your people in the Senate. And so get a majority that overcomes, that declares war on Iran and not Israel. Please understand these forces are at work, and the left is rewarding people for their weakness, weak servitude. So therefore the liberals love communists, Marxists. They don't know they're Marxists. They love them because you appeasers a sense of worth as being an appeaser, and encourage you to look for peace where there isn't any. Oh, I moved into a little politics. I'm sorry. So anyway, we're going to come back to this. So pride refuses to admit being conquered, or else it must admit the existence of what is higher than itself, even if it's evil. And that's the hard part, because evil is higher than you in your lowest point. So then it can not be proud and would suffer hopeless existence. We all make mistakes, yet we all rarely admit those mistakes or know how to deal with them. We draw upon a power to justify these compulsions. And as long as we proudly justify that weakness and seek people to support us and to cover our shame and never repent of that weakness and feeling comfortable there with drugs and alcohol, whatever, we continue to be controlled and unfold from an evil, in an evil form inside us. So when you die, that form goes on to the dark side, the force. But if you learn to understand how to overcome the overcomer, which I shall share here with you, another controlling force will mean that you've changed bosses. You can't serve two masters. You will hate one and love the other. So once you give in to pressure, once you try to make peace with evil, you've got to be stupid. You can't make peace with evil. You can't stand by and let millions of people be murdered. As your parents have allowed hundreds of thousands of Christians to be murdered. He's a murderer. It's very simple. I'll give you an example. The 14 people murdered by that husband and wife, which you know, I don't remember. I'm not a politician. I don't remember who it is. It was about a week ago. I just remember what happened. They knew, the people next door knew what they were doing. But they didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to be called not a Marxist, but a racist. That's what I was looking for. That. See, I'm right back in politics and it goes away. But you see how I talk when I come metaphysically, but I'm trying to get into the world of physics, of metaphysics, but I can explain it. But I don't like to say it. There's nothing in context with it. That's why I stop. So here I am reading a little bit of what I wrote years ago, and I've spent all this time. I've only spoken to you to a couple of paragraphs. A lot of it is upliving, in case you didn't know. So pride refuses to admit being conquered. It must admit the existence was higher than itself. See, and darkness is higher than you. And it makes you feel your faith becomes doubt. And then you can't help because it's equivalent to an upside-down faith. So you got something upside down. The downside up. And that is equivalent to the drug pusher rising to the occasion of your need, as if you were a king. Oh, you'll be all right. Oh, thank you very much for making me feel so good. You make me feel like a king. See? And then forgiveness is the same way. You can't run around forgiving people, trying to help people. You don't know how to help yourself. If you help people to help yourself in a roundabout way, do good to them so they do good to you, it's another game. It's codependency if it wins. And one of you is going to be a slave of the other, I guarantee you. So, as we unfold, we must not see the controlling principality. But it's in people. And in people it looks like it's good, and in people it looks like they may be bad, and what is bad might be good, and what seems to be good might be bad, but you can't see it. And when something is good, you might want to take advantage of it. And when something good speaks to you, the dark side in you may take umbrage to it. You may be offended by some of my words. Are you not offended by some of my words already? Now, this is where I come to a very important point on my show. The person who just cringed and hated what I said, you're one of them, but you don't have to be one of them. Just consider this sentence. You know, why did I get angry at Roy? He didn't say anything bad.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, do you want me, yours truly, to spend the rest of my life, which I prefer to do, to sit in front of this microphone and not go fishing and not doing the things I love, but doing the things I love more is being with you every day, even though I don't see you. I'm sitting in a little tiny room with computers all around me. And I'm home. I'm taking care of my wife. And little problems. I've got little things, and I'm working on a thesis. I've just finished it, and it's like you've never heard of this before. I won't go into that right now. That sounds like bragging. So, would you prefer me on just tape? So I just, because it's time for me to leave this country and go somewhere safe, which I don't intend to do. But the point is, what do I do if we lost our speech and I'm 88 years old? What am I going to do? What am I going to do with my family? I'm just talking to you very simply. I'm useless. I can't take charge unless you put me in charge, unless you keep me on the radio. And so anything that comes against me, you're up in arms. But I don't think that will happen. Because, you know, I don't like Obama, and Obama doesn't like me. I'm not living in America anymore. You think you are. And you're not. It's no longer America. It's only a matter of just waiting for one morning and open up your eyes with a gun in your head. Never mind how many guns you got, you're not ready. You don't understand when. You're going to keep procrastinating and procrastinating, or starting to become angry and use your weapons unnecessarily and foolishly. There's magic here. All right. So, let me... David, always take... Would you do me a favor? Would you always tell me that there's somebody waiting? Because I do my program with my eyes closed. Okay, so it's a weak call. All right. Okay. then we'll just wait to hear some other calls. Because we need a bright, sharp person. And it doesn't mean to say you have to be intellectually correct. It doesn't have to mean you have a lot of education. I want to have a spirit. I want to hear a spirit, and David is able to understand that point. I don't mean to be rude. But you never can tell. But I just think this minute I need to continue with my work. Are we coming towards the break so I can continue my diatribe? All right. The number is 800-866-8888. Let me... 8883, sorry. 100-8886. 800-866-8886. I've got it wrong twice. All right. We'll be right there. Don't go away.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, I'm going to take the caller anyway. Let's see, it might lead somewhere. Marilyn in Illinois, hello.
Yes, hello.
No.
I'm glad to hear your voice. I've listened to you for years and agree with everything you say.
No, don't make fun, David. Don't make fun. I know that, but don't make fun.
You have helped me so much, but my son said he could listen to you all day long, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, that's
but
sweet.
I just wanted to ask a question about meditation.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, is it possible to lower your blood pressure by being by meditating?
Yes. Do you have a blood pressure machine?
Yes.
You want to put it on?
Hang on a minute.
I mean this.
I have to go get it.
What's your blood pressure now?
The last time I took it, it was 149 over 66.
Well, that is not, it's not bad, but it's not good.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. How old are you?
Well, I'm 79.
Well, they will tell you, the scumbags call doctors. That's,
yeah,
that's normal. It's not. I'm 88, and it's 110 over 60. So, see, I'm not happy until it stays that way. And if I take my blood pressure every day and before I go to sleep, and I'm watching it very carefully because every little digit on that machine tells me something about what I'm doing wrong. And so far, so good. There is something wrong necessary, meaning if I'm eating the wrong too many carbohydrates or something.
Well, I
know how to read
what
it.
I eat and everything to try to get it. But I'm taking blood pressure medicine. But when
No. You're asking me now.
Nervous,
forget.
Then it gets worse.
I understand. Because you're not dealing with the cause. And now, the reason why I asked you to get your blood pressure machine is I know you like what I'm saying, therefore I feel like I can be of use. And David,
yes,
didn't think so, but I had a hunch that I need you're an intelligent woman.
Yes, I am.
And so I think I can help you. I'm glad that you came on the show. Let me see. Let me just say one thing. Have you considered that blood pressure can be connected to many things, but principally, it is stress.
Yes.
Not dealt with correctly. And I wanted to prove a point to you. Have you ever meditated?
Yes, but not for a long time.
I know. That's your problem.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I want you to do, because we don't have a lot of time on radio.
Okay.
I want you to do the meditation. And you have a computer, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Then go to Antidote for All, or go to my website, either way.
That on your website.
Okay. Download it or listen to it. You can do both.
Okay.
But you can download it on your iPhone and whatever the other one is. And I want you to practice the 7-minute meditation.
Okay.
And then take your blood pressure after that. I'll guarantee you, dollars to donuts, it will go right down to 110 over 60.
Well, I'm apprehensive about using the...
Apprehensive? Why are you apprehensive? What's so dangerous about it?
Well, because my sister had a stroke from her pressure getting too high.
Well, no. You've jumped over the fence, fence. I'm saying something that you need to precede the blood
meditation.
Pressure machine. Yeah, no. I want you to use the meditation,
okay,
7 minutes, and then take out, put it on, and meditate for 7 minutes,
okay,
with a 7-minute meditation. Make sure you take your blood pressure first and make a note of it.
Uh-huh.
And then do the meditation 7 minutes.
Okay.
And if you follow the instructions, which are very simple, without any effort whatsoever, if you just follow the yellow brick road,
yes,
then you'll find your blood pressure will come back to normal immediately.
Okay, I've been taking blood pressure medicine.
Sorry.
Well, that's why.
No. This doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to me. Don't you get it?
Well, that's why
I don't need all that information.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
I
thought you were intelligent, but now I'm beginning No, you keep on talking about that. What good is it?
Well, I've taken it for a long time, and the doctor wants me to keep taking it, so that's why I called. I thought if I was going to do it,
not take it for once and not die?
Yes.
And just check
that's
it out.
True, I think so.
What's the matter with you?
Are
you coward or something?
Yeah.
Knock it off. You're calling me, and you're talking to me about doctors. You're not taking a blind bit of notice to me.
When I miss taking one pill, I don't get worried that I'm going to die.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what you can do? If you're not careful, you can go to hell, because I'm the one that can help you with heaven, and you won't even try it.
Oh, I'm willing to.
Why don't you take it just before you, just a little bit before you're about to take it?
Yeah.
How about that? You're not taking it, not stop it. You're not going to not take it. You're going to take it, but you're going to take it right on time. But maybe 5 minutes before that, do the meditation and see what happens.
Yeah,
and you won't need the pill.
Medicine.
Don't you get it? Try it.
I didn't want to take the medicine. That's why I go.
Goodbye. Goodbye. What's the matter with people? I haven't made that before. I haven't done that before. It's... Oh, dear. I guess that's the best the America can do. Hi, Americans. Is this what you want to listen to? I'm looking for intelligent people. You don't have to be educated. You have to have intuition. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Give it a try. All right. See, I'm not tired today. So listen carefully. Oh, dear. Oh, have you got another one down there for me? Okay, we'll give it a try. Richard. Hello, Richard. I hope I don't have a to you. Okay, good. Richard, hello.
Roy Masters?
Yes, sir.
Last night I tried the meditation, and a great fear ran down both of my arms, really negative and trembling.
Yes,
and I never had that reaction for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then I stopped the meditation, and the fear went away. After a 30-minute period, my arms felt very weak. I'm 67, and I donate about $20 a month for several years.
Yes.
I was forced to call you, not for several years, because out of fear. Now I know that you speak the truth, and please help me.
Well, that's kind of nice. But you see...
It's true.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the devil or what. I never had a feeling like
I've
that ever.
Let me help you with that. So when I don't know something, I have learned way before you. If I don't know, for example, your example you gave about your arms, correct? Okay. So if that was me, because I know this ahead of time, because when I don't know something, I don't do anything. I admit I don't know. And so when you're meditating, you're dealing with entities. You're playing with, or you're in the realm of good and evil forces. And what is happening coming down your arms could be a symbol of something happening to you. And instead of being frightened, what you need to do, if it happens again, stay with your meditation. It's bringing you closer to God. And there's something in you that will suddenly say, what's your name, Richard? You'll hear someone say, Richard. And you say, where'd that come from? It sounded real. But nobody said anything. And that can confuse you. Whatever's going to happen is going to play tricks on you. And I know what the trick's going to be. That's one of them. See? And then panic comes up. That's another one. But the panic needs to come up, because it's not you panicking. And see, in that sense. And so whatever's happening to you is what's really happening to it. So what I'm trying to say is, if you don't know what to do when you meditate, do not struggle and assume that it's bad or good. You're entering a new realm. You have to learn to what Jesus says of myself, I can do nothing. Just listen to that. He says, of myself, I can do nothing. He's the
nothing.
Agent of that. So when the agent of God, when the light, I don't know what word to use, but light of reality begins to come into you, it becomes fearful, but it makes you think you're fearful and stop meditating. And if you would just look at the fear and not at all the feeling of going flowing down your arms, because all you're doing is just being aware of your hands, so you're not doing anything dangerous. But there's something that's dangerous that's beginning to be aroused, and it will try to produce something that will distract you. See? And that could be it. So I would suggest that you do the meditation again and call me. And you may have a different result next time or the same. But then when it happens, do not be alarmed. Consider it due to the thing being afraid of you and trying to distract you with something. A lot of people in the nut house have behaviors that the victim thinks it's theirs and struggles with it. And after a while, it gives into it and is hopelessly lost in the asylum.
I shouldn't resist.
Yeah, no, that's right. You don't need to resist. And if you don't know if it's right or wrong, because I've sat there sometimes saying, in a manner of speaking, thinking to myself, but not the kind of thoughts that ordinary people have. It's an intuitive way of thinking. What is this? I don't know what it is. And a voice without, there's no voice, of course. But something says, leave it alone, I'll take care of it. Don't panic. See?
I've never had that before.
I know, but see, something is beginning to be aroused in you. There's no harm to what you do when you sit quietly. There's no harm when you sit quietly because I'm not telling you to do anything or teaching you anything, asking you to remember something or fight anything. I've said don't do any of those things. Just
admit. Well, I was thinking about what you said, and I said, this is the truth. I'm going to do it every morning and every night religiously, and then it came on me.
That's right. That is to deter you, because you really struck home. In other words, suddenly you have struck gold for the first time, and it is reacting in distracting you.
Oh, that makes sense.
See.
So I just...
You must always be a watcher, whether it's a physical condition or a mental condition or a set of thoughts. You need to watch it, and you will know if those thoughts are good. And if you don't know, let's say the scripture comes before you. The devil knows every scripture. He knows every word in it. So he'll give you a scripture, and you wonder where that came from. Did it come from God or didn't it? But you don't have to decide. The minute you start to decide, you're finished.
I see. So don't say anything.
Just of myself, I can do nothing. It's almost like you're saying, Lord God, I have something in my head. I don't know what it is. But you're not saying it because it's a faith thing. You just know that Jesus says, of myself, I know nothing. So when you come to something that's complicated like that, you don't know what way to go. Don't try to figure it, because that's the name of the game. You're trying to figure it. And it will pass. You will pass that. It will go away by itself. It's been found out. And other things will be happening the same way.
Okay.
If you have a bad thought, and it's coming to you, and it says to you without in words. This dark side speaks in words, and God speaks without words. It speaks intuitively to you, wordlessly, so you know what you know without knowing why you know it. And so, when you're sitting still, everything is intuitive, and thoughts passing the mind. If a scripture comes up and tries to give you and stops right there, and you look at it, and it says you've got to be responsible. Let's say the scripture is being saying you've got to be responsible, and you have to do right by your fellow man. You don't know what that means. It says, say you don't know what it really means with respect to what? Leave it alone. If it's right, I shall
know. Should I not try, just watch them? But they pull me in.
No, but if they pull you in, notice that it's the wrong. It's the pull is temptation. Do you remember the subject? Do you remember the Maggie? Remember Maggie, the girl that says, "Is it okay to say no to my mother with my grandmother if she gives me a toy I don't want?" I said, "You feel the pull?" She says, "Yes." That pull is temptation. Recognize it as temptation. It's obvious. Hold a second.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I got a couple of minutes. I'll come back to Richard and finish my subject with him. But I want you to know that your country is about to collapse. And it will collapse before the end of his term. Because you have never stopped him. And you're good men to do nothing kind of people. And you're obsessed with your drugs, your alcohol, like the lady that first answered the phones and I said, blah, 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 to her. Because she's stuck, addicted to fixing her blood pressure. And the blood pressure is trying to say something. And if you sit quietly, and not get panicky. See, good things happen because it's okay not to know. And all of a sudden you will know. You may not know for a week, but you may know right away. And I'll come back in a few minutes. But what I want to say in this particular piece of the program is a couple of minutes, is that I want you to be an example and share the 7-minute meditation. Say, hey, try this. Well, yes, it was just a simple technique to get rid of anxiety. Really? Yeah. So make sure you just lead them to the screen. See, I forgot the name of the computer. It's useless. That's what happens to me. To take him to the computer, his iPhone, and take him to antidoteforall.com if he's a stranger, and get him used to listening to this program. And listening to the program of a 7-minute program, 7 minute of meditation, which is magical. It's got no religious words in it. None. But somehow it works. And I'll explain to you, maybe in the next hour, if somebody calls us, why does it work? I can tell you, I can trace it to something called tefillin. The tefillin is a little box that people at the Wailing Wall. And they put the box is the Ten Commandments in their mind. And then the strap goes down the left arm and hand, left hand, which should be the right hand of God. But that is reminiscent of Moses saying, I shall put my laws into their mind, in their heart shall I put them, and they shall be my people. See, and so on and so forth. I don't remember the rest of it, but... Because the people weren't ready. They could hear Moses speaking, but cried out, stop, stop, we can't stand this. So he gave them 10 commandments on stone, because their hearts were stone. See? And Jesus has come to transcend that relationship. And that's that the Christian church has kept this. I'm telling you, the Christian church and the non-church and the non-politicians, they're not much different. Has kept this a secret, and all you have is a system of teachers. It says clearly you have no need for a teacher. See, intuition teaches. You should see the thesis I've written. That I never went to school, I never studied physics. I knew that they didn't know gravity, what gravity was. So I went to work looking for gravity, understanding it, and. They don't believe gravity has momentum. They don't know what it is. It's missing. I know exactly what it is. I know precisely what it is. I began from stuff and worked away to what isn't stuff. And it works. I've written a whole book on it, and I'm not ready to give it to you yet, because the first two chapters I've just finished have not been in the first one. But these two chapters are dynamite. They've got an E-drive that is a machine that is actually taking energy from somewhere, but without, it has thrust, and it doesn't have any reaction. So every forward motion produces an equal opposite reaction motion. See, and so they find out that there's no equal and opposite reaction, which guarantees what I've been saying about gravity. And therefore, since 2001, they've got the secret, but they can't use it because the fear that they've broken the law of physics. For every motion, forward motion is an equal opposite reaction. So that's not happening, so it's against the laws of gravity, laws of motion. See? And therefore, they can't use it. I've got the secret of it. So they can use it. See? I don't think, I'm just saying this out loud. Because I know, but you see, this is a result of not, of understanding a fundamental thing like gravity. They still don't know what it is. All they know is it's got mathematics. All they know is they don't know what it is. But it's reliable in some way. And it has certain, but they believe it has certain properties which it does not have. You don't believe gravity has any momentum, which it does. And I can prove it. And that machine fits perfectly into my thesis. And if I have my thesis in the hands of the right people, then space traffic is possible. Now, having said that, it's all intuition. I don't pick a book. I don't care. I just see, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. I wait until I see where it is. And I'm coming back to my friend Richard. Richard, are you still there? Are you still there? I know, but he won't know if he's still there. Oh, okay. So I guess he got the message. I didn't mean to snub him, but we're going to go to some calls after the break. 800-866-8883. And we had some interesting calls. Even the first lady, I had to make fun of a little bit because she was so silly. She's intelligent, but she's stuck on fear. There's nothing else but medicine. Okay. What? Please, it's important. You've only got about 8 weeks left before civil war begins, or close to that. There's no guarantee of time, but you are still walking around in a trance and nursing your misery and suffering and looking for pleasure to escape hell, okay, and not to see it. So I suggest, please, for you, those of you who love me, please write to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, The Foundation of Human Understanding. And the website is fhu.com. fhu.com. And The Antidote for All is a standalone by itself. Antidote for All is the 7-minute meditation. You